Vayeder Pasach Elyon. Let's go. Page 26. Kedar, page 26. Parshat Vayeder. At the beginning it says, this is connected to the Pasach that's an Edana. Let me go down and see about the dame over there. Okay, so we say Pasach Elyon, Elyon, Anovi, this we say Friday before Mincha. Antu Chadvali B'chushman, you are one, but not in the not in the calculated one. Antu Dapika Sasa Tikunin, you brought out 10 Tikunin, means garments, and you call them Karinu and Asa Svidin, and you call them Svidis. So he says, Lahovin and Zer, Lomin, Nikri Yud Svidis, Vishen Tikunin. Why does the Zayhan, Pasuk is a part of Zayhan, why is it that the 10 tikkunim are called, why is the Svidis called 10 tikkunim? He says, so klahat and b'edim inyam musa nefesh. In order to understand this, you need to understand first what is the essence of the nefesh. Kine hanefesh mitzad atzma. The nefesh itself, the ur pashut, is a simplistic revelation. B'li hischalkus seichul amidus, without the division of intellect and emotions. And therefore the intellect and the midas of etem bechinas levushin lenefesh are only garments of the soul, the way the soul reveals itself. Shehanefesh yesh lo seichel midas, the nefesh has seichel midas, aval eina mohus v'atzmus nefesh, but they're not the essence of the nefesh. And right away in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe is going to ask, in Tanya he says differently, but the Alter Rebbe is saying over here like this. The nefesh is not seichel amidus. The nefesh is one simplistic essence, life. The nefesh also has intellect and emotion. Let's see what he says, and then I'll explain it. Masha calls him the Tanya. This is what he says in Tanya Perek Gimel. Shenefesh atzmo mischalekes l'seichel amidus. That the nefesh itself, in Perek Gimel, the Alter Rebbe says, what is the nefesh composed of? What is the essence of the nefesh? Seichel amidus. Shem nikrom atmis and nefesh. So the Alter Rebbe says like this: Ein de ele legabi machshava dibur ma'isa. Compared to thought, speech, and action, intellect, immediate are the essence of the soul. Shem levushin ifrodim mamish muhus and nefesh. That the thought, speech, and action are completely separated from the nefesh, which is the level of bri yitzir asiya. I'm going to read it and then explain it. That you made garments for them, the inun biya, which is the level of seichel amidus. But seichel amidus imeyesha b'chinas levushim, even though they're garments, they're not separated garments. El kamei b'chinas kelim, that's silus. It's like the vessel of atzit. Let me explain this. Try to explain it in simple English. He says the nefesh itself is one essence. It's called life. This nefesh has within it seichel amidus, which are part, because we're talking about the nefesh olikis, which comes to Matzilis. So the seichel amidus are in the level of Matzilis. The garments of thought, speech, and action that the Alter Rebbe says are really the garments of the soul. We know in Kabbalah and Chassidus it says, thought is the world of Bria, speech is the world of Yitzira, and action is the world of Asiya. So machshava divra maisa, there in Tanya he calls them garments because of the nefesh, because they're talking not on the level of the nefesh of atzilus, and the garments are completely out of atzilus, separated from the nefesh. But seichel amidus are also not the nefesh. Seichel amidus are in atzilus; they're the vessels of atzilus. There's the kelim of seichel, there's the kelim of midas. And I'll explain in a second what that means. And therefore, that is also not the essence of the neshama. The kelim of atzilus are not the essence. They're one with the essence, but they're not the essence. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe says that the seichel and midas of the neshama are not actually the neshama. Now, let's try to explain this in one simplistic thing. It's not a correct marshal, but just understand it a little bit. You have a battery. A battery is power, life. Let's call it life. Now, does this power have flashlight light? No. Does this battery have a toy? Does it have a whatever? No. When you take a battery and put it into a flashlight, it's able to make light. Okay, when you take the same battery and put it into a toy, it's going to make the toy move. When you put it into a phone, it's going to make the phone work. Whatever the motion is. So now, is somebody going to say a battery is a flashlight? No, a battery is not a flashlight. A flashlight is not a battery. A battery is one essential point of life. Again, it's not a correct motion. I'm saying it right now because it's not a correct motion. But to understand this a little bit. So a flashlight is the essence of light. Then, when the flashlight goes into the battery. When the battery goes into a flashlight, it gives light. When it goes into a toy, it makes it talk or move or whatever it is. The nefesh itself is not the intellect and the midas. And it's definitely not thought, speech, and action. But seichel and midas are called garments of the soul because the soul goes into seichel and midas. And the very simple, again, analogy of this in Gashmis is when a person loves their children, let's say, right? Now, who's the child? The hand, the foot, the face? It doesn't matter what they look like, right? The parent loves the child. What is the child? The essence of the child, the neshama of the child, yeah? Now, does that mean if the kid has more seichel, he loves him more, less seichel, he loves him less? Or more midas, he loves him more, less midas. It doesn't. He loves, what is he loving? The essence of the person, which is the neshama. This neshama also is seichel and midas. But the difference between seichel and midas in comparison to the neshama, compared to thought, speech, and action of the neshama, thought, speech, and action are completely out of the neshama. Thought, speech, and action are not the neshama. It's the way the neshama reveals its intellect and emotions. So then the seichel, the nefesh, reveals intellect through thinking it, speaking it, or writing it. And the same thing with feelings. You either think it, speak it, or action it. But therefore, see, he says, this, the Dalton Rebbe says it himself, this that I write in Tanya, that the seichel and midas is the neshama, it's only compared to the garment, which is in Briya, it's in Asiya, then it's the essence of the neshama. But in reality, it's not the essence of the neshama. Israel the neshama is coming into seichel midah, but those are the vessels in atzilus of the neshama. So it's closer to the neshama than thought, speech, and action. But is it the essence? No, it's not the essence. Because the essence of the neshama is infinitely greater than seichel midah. You can't say a neshama is seichel. A neshama is midah, intellect and feel. It's not. It's way above it. It manifests itself through intellect and emotions, and even lower, it reveals itself through thought, speech, and action. Therefore, it says like this. And he says, "Aval seich v'amidas imei yeshem chinas levushim. They're not levushim nifrad mamish. They're not separated entities like thought, speech, and action." Where the Erdis and the Kalim are one, therefore they're called Atmias of the Nefesh in Tanya, but Atmias Mamish is not really the essence. In other words, like this, just to give another example. You could change your thought, your speech, and action very easily. You could think one thing a second later, you're thinking something else. You could say one thing the next second, you could say something else. Your Seichel Midas, you can't change so easily. All of a sudden, in a second chain by Seichel and Midas. It doesn't go like that. Why is it much more difficult to change the Seichel and Midas than it is to change your thought, speech, and action? Yeah. Because it's closer to the essence, and the essence you can't change so much. But is it the essence? No, the Neshama is infinitely greater than Seichel and Midas. Seichel and Midas is already a limitation. Intellect and emotions are limitations. Limited, seichel, midas, chachma, bina, das, chesed, it's limited in all these limitations. So therefore, the neshama itself is not seichel, midas. Seichel and midas is closer to the nefesh, therefore you can't change it so easily.
Seichel is much easier to change than midas.
No.
Because you can recognize something, appreciate something, understand.
Yeah, but if I'm saying
to
it,
find
the expression, if somebody's stupid, you can't become smart so fast. It takes time.
No, I'm talking about the intellectual understanding, cognition of something.
Yeah, but even that, if you have a bigger chokhmah,
a
bigger...
second to understand something.
It doesn't mean your seichel
changed.
It doesn't mean your seichel changed. It means your seichel understands it. Okay. El Shehein, so why are the 10 spheres, meaning seichel and midas, the 10 attributes, why are they called tikkunim? The Alter Rebbe asks, why are the yud spheres called tikkunim? Because Allah Shem Yikram B'Shem Tikkunim Shanefesh Mitakenes U'mislabeshes Bam. The neshama betters itself, so to speak, it reveals itself and dresses into them. Okamei Shetargum Unklus. The Targum Unklus says in the pasuk La'yil Besh Geva Simlis Isha. It's a pasuk, a man's not allowed to wear women's clothing. So Targum says Lo Yitakin Geva. Listen to this. A person should not Tikkun with tikkun of a woman. So he calls garments actually tikkun. Why does he call garments levush? There's a liyulbash gever. A man cannot wear woman's clothing. A woman cannot wear men's clothing. Targum says, what's the Aramaic word for it? Tikkunim. So you see, tikkunim are connected to the concept of levush. That's tachshit.
Does it imply that it's external and it's just like superficial?
Yes, somehow? Yes. Yeah. The clothing, you keep changing your third shirt.
No, tikkunim are the external.
Tikkunim are garments. The ing in tikkun, therefore he said the inyan of tikkun is meloshin tachshit, from an expression of a jewelry, shemiskashit bay, that the person adorns themselves with, or mispal mimenu, and becomes affected by it. In other words, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, he called his garments his honor. Because a person is honored, he used to be at least, by what they wear. And the person becomes one with that ornament, or that garment, as if it's part of his body. So therefore, what's the concept? Alter Rebbe says, the spheres are called tikkunim, not because they are the nefesh. This is the way the nefesh adorns itself. Now, obviously, if you're all alone, you don't need to adorn yourself. Like, it's ridiculous.
But it's so superficial and physical and mundane.
Correct. But here we're talking about garments. Here we're talking about garments that make it or break it. Make it or break it. Years ago, not today, today's a crazy world. Years ago, if you went for an interview in a big company, yeah, and you dressed in blue jeans and shorts or whatever.
Don't even go there,
yeah? If a lawyer would show up in court, even today, meanwhile, with a t-shirt and shorts. Now, why? Is it a different person? Can he argue the case differently? What's the difference? Who's arguing the case? The clothing? Why is it like that, Taka? Because this shows who the person is. The way you dress shows who you are. Yeah, to a certain extent, it shows who you are. The way you talk, Chassidus says, Chacham Mahu Omer. The Tanya the Rebbe says, so you want to know Chacham what he is? Listen to the way he speaks. You want to know what parents say in the house? The Gemara says, listen to the kids in the school, in the street, the Gemara says. Every preschool teacher can tell you everything that's going on in everybody's house. Every preschool teacher could. Because the kids don't have the seichel to be quiet, so they talk. It's remarkable. Speak to preschool teachers. What's going on? You have to be careful. Anyway. Like the nefesh in the body, yeah? He says, now, is the body the nefesh? 100% not. Body is really not the nefesh. Yet, when the nefesh comes into the body, they become one. And the neshama functions through the body. Does that mean the body is the nefesh? Of course not. When the nefesh functions through seichel and midas, it doesn't mean that the seichel and midas, the spheres, are what the nefesh is. And therefore, they're called spheres. Tzvius means to shine, to reveal themselves. Mikama kemani a nefesh mispa'elis mimikri aguf. Yet the nefesh, even though the nefesh and the guf are really not similar, but the nefesh becomes affected by the body. When there's a pain, somebody sticks it with a needle, you can scream, ow. Now, who felt the pain? The dead body doesn't feel pain. So it's the neshama that feels the pain. So even though the neshama is not the body, but it dresses itself into the body to become so one that a pain in the body affects the neshama. Shaguf nekev etz boy, when the body injures the finger, megeshes a nefesh. And also, as soon as the nefesh wants to do something, yeah, you want to move your hand, it's not like this. The nefesh says, okay, like today would be in government. The nefesh would want to move the hand. See, 1 minute, you have to get a task force to see if it shouldn't, make a meeting, a board meeting, a this meeting, that. Finally, then you can move the hand. Instantaneously, you want to move your hand, you move your hand. So he says, the limbs follow this will. Take from Yad, as soon as the nefesh wants to move, the body moves. Okay, walk. So yeah, no, 1 minute. Let me think about it. Why? Because the nefesh and the guf, they are not one another. They're completely separate. Yet they become one because the nefesh is in the body, so therefore they function as one. The same thing when the nefesh comes into seichel and midas, they function as one, but the same seichel and midas are not the nefesh. The nefesh is infinitely greater. Velishum kedima is pashas amshachsim achshavim yamech berego, without any spreading out of the nefesh to the body, it would take time for it to happen. But in a shaya filorega, doesn't even wait a second. So why is it? It's not because the neshama is the body. It's because shaguf misachid in am nefesh. The body becomes one with the nefesh. And the nefesh functions in the body according to its will, as if the body and the nefesh would be the same essence. Even though there's no way that the body is the nefesh, it's only a garment, meaning a vehicle, how the neshama functions. So he says the same thing with seichel and midas of the nefesh lekis. The seichel and midas of the nefesh ulekis is kameka yuvan ader ze inyan seichel va midas shel nefesh shem gan ki rab bechinas tikun melavush. They're only garments shan nefesh mitakenes and mislabeshes bahem, that the nefesh functions through the midas vem klei nefesh v'al yodam pe'elas nefesh, and through the seichel and midas it works like an axe in the hand of the chopper. No, the same thing in the Nefesh HaBamis. By the way, me and you, when we move our hand, it's not the Nefesh HaLakis. Unless if you're doing it to give tzedakah, so then, you know, the Nefesh HaLakis is taking control. But the Nefesh HaBamis, same way. Nefesh HaBamis is Seichel Mid. Is the Nefesh HaBamis the Seichel Mid? Is Seichel Mid the Nefesh HaBamis? No. It just functions. But here, the Rebbe is explaining the difference between what he says in Tanya, that it is the essence of the neshama. This is only compared to thought, speech, and action, compared to the levushim, but compared to the seichel and midas, compared to the nefesh, it's not the nefesh at all. It's only the functioning of the nefesh in the body functions through seichel and midas in a way that it's like one, but it's like the nefesh in the body. Yeah, I'm telling nefesh here, nefesh will keep nefesh shabam, same thing. Because Nefesh HaBamis functions just like the Nefesh HaLakis does. When it's doing godly things, it's Nefesh HaLakis. When it's doing everyday things, it's Nefesh HaBamis.
Isn't the Nefesh HaBamis all physical things that's happening?
No, when the hand gives tzedakah, where are you getting chayas at that moment from?
The Nefesh HaLakis is controlling the Nefesh HaBamis.
So the chai, no. The chai is that you're getting then from nefshulikis. Tzaddikim are 24/7, the level of Merkava, so they are constantly living from the nefshulikis because they don't have enough shabbamis. Yeah, so.
Tzaddikim have it, except that they are fully controlling.
Well,